Huh? Oh boy.
Let me get it.
Oh, I got longer arms.
Yes. I'd reach back in there.
Okay.
If you can get back there.
Thank you. Now they want it?
Yeah, now.
Okay.
Hold the two.
Okay.
Happy with the suit circuit?
And, yeah, we got a decay in the suit loop.
Okay. Okay, verify suit circuit locked up. I'm dumping all the way.
Okay.
Cabin pressure dropping down through 2.5 pounds now.
Circuit 4-2.
Approaching 1 pound cabin pressure.
There's 0.7 in the cabin and 4-1 in the suit. About 4.0 and the cabin is 0.3.
Okay, let me see if I can chart.
Okay, I guess we're go for EVA 4.
5, isn't it?
5 this time?
Oh, man, I got it open. If I could bleed that pressure.
Oh, boy.
Let me hold it here for a minute.
There's a lot of PSI on that hatch.
Okay, that'll hack it. Let me go to auto here. Save our checklist. Take it. Oops, that's closed. That's auto and the lock. Is on. Okay. Hatch is open. All the way. Where are we?
Why is that still waving in the breeze?
No. And that. There's a solar wind in here. We're on 7-something here.
Are we?
Houston, how's our cabin configuration?
I mean, it's still have a little breeze going out the hatch.
All the numbers look good here, Jack.
Okay, hold that, Jack. Okay. Okay, ready? Okay. Partially open, that's good. Port hatch will jettison the jet bag.
Here goes Santa Claus.
There you go, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus's bag.
Another bag of goodies.
Give the
deal. There you go.
3-point kick.
Nice.
Beautifully done.
That's where we wanted it.
All clear the asset stage.
Okay, clear.
Good boy. Now for your next act.
No,
don't even think about it.
Okay. Okay. Jettison bag. All items are clear of asset stage. Ready to close hatch?
Looks like it.
Short EVA 5. Are we stay no safe for hatch closure?
You have a go for closing the hatch.
Okay. Okay, the hatch is closed. Boy, is it easy to get around in here without a desk lift on. Okay, your dump valve verified in auto. Yes, sir, and locked. Okay. Cabin repress. Okay. Okay. Verify it's auto. It's auto. Okay, on 16. Cabin repress closed. Okay, cabin repress going closed. And the hatch looked clear when I the seal looked clear when I closed the hatch. Okay, closed. There's a master alarm. And the cabin is coming up. Box 02. Okay, cabin is increasing. You can go to cabin on fresh rec B. It's in cabin. Okay. Cabin warning light will go off here shortly. Man, my suit's coming down.
Mine also.
Okay, we're just about to go through 50%, descent 02. We're there. Okay, cabin's almost at regulating pressure. Okay, cabin lights are still on. Next thing we'll do when it stabilizes, we'll doff our gloves, doff our helmets, locked up.
Okay,
5.0. Okay, you can doff your gloves.
See, let me watch that pressure a minute.
Well, it looks like it's stable at 5. Okay. How's the cabin look? Houston, good here.
Okay, it looks good here.
Okay.
That EVA lasted a total of 1 minute from hatch open to hatch closed.
Physics says it should have been. There's an experiment. Not really, since we do that with our lift and everything else. Okay. Take your helmet off. Well, that was painless enough. Heck, I'd wrap that thing around it like a... Wait a minute, don't take our helmet. Not yet. We... So, obviously... So I'm on the engine cover. Okay.
Challenger, Houston, just a reminder, before you stow the right-hand OPS on the floor, you need to attach the floor hole cover.
Okay, we're Jack's down there cleaning up the floor now, and I'm working on the visors.
Okay. Challenger, Houston. We have a copy of an update on the rock stowage that was given to you last night. We're not sure if they read one part of it to you, and that was concerning using some contingency webbing to reinforce the tie-down of the bag that goes on the Z-27 bulkhead. If you did get that update, forget it. We do not need any extra tie-down other than the normal tie-down. Over.
Okay, Gordy, that's for the bunny sliss bag, I guess. We did not get it, but we haven't quite stowed that yet anyway, so we will forget it.
Okay.
The rover battery still alive?
I'll check with the back room here. Stand by. Challenger, Houston. I'm standing by with the pads anytime you're ready.
Okay, Gordy, I'll be ready in just a minute.
This is Apollo Control at 186 hours, 42 minutes. Cernan and Schmidt aboard the Lunar Module Challenger at this time are getting the cabin of the vehicle shipshape for liftoff. They're essentially back on the timeline at this time and ready to begin the final liftoff preparations. Aboard the Command Module America, now in its 50th revolution, everything continues to go very smoothly. Ron Evans is beginning to get suited up and configuring the command module for the LEM's liftoff, rendezvous, and docking.
Okay, Gordy, go with the ascent pad.
Okay, Jack, this is the direct ascent pad. TIG is 18801353. Noun 76 is 55408-00320. Minus 0005. Dito 47 is a plus 37430. Minus 72507. Plus 58669. Plus 56907. plus 00320 plus 05359er. And TPI time is 188-55-5700. Lem weight 10900. And HA is 629er. HP 622. One remark, your TIG for one rev late is 190-0018. Go ahead.
Okay, Gordy, here's your read back. Direct rendezvous. Direct rendezvous is 188-01-3593-5540-800-320 minus 0005 plus 37430 minus 72507-58669-56907-00320 05359 188-55-5700 10900-629-622 Remark, one rev late TIG is 190-0018. Over.
Okay, that was a good read back. Now I have a co-elliptic SN pad. TIG is 188-04-1400 55390 00380 minus 0005 plus 37430 minus 72507 58630 56907 00380 Rest of the pad down to lem weight is NA. Your lem weight is 10900 and EHA and HP are NA. Over.
Okay, Gordy, co-elliptic readback 188-04-1400 55390-00380 minus 0005 plus 37430 minus 72507 58630 56907 00380. The rest of pad is in A except for limb weight 10900. Over.
Okay, that's a good read back. Turn to page 10. I have the CSI pad co-elliptic.
And Gordy, I'm starting to pick up the breakers on panel 11.
Okay, Gino.
Okay, Gordy, CSI on page 10.
Okay, yeah. TIG is 189-01-5381. TIG at TBI is 190-55-0000. 981 is 0539er. And delta VY is a plus all balls. 373-05419er. 06550. Plus 0539er. Plus all balls. And plus 0012.
Okay, CSI pass. 189015381. 19055, all zeros. Plus 0539, plus all zeros. 05419, 06550, plus 0539, plus all zeros, plus 0012, over.
Okay, that's a good readback. That's all I have for you.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 186 hours, 54 minutes. We've just had a loss of signal now with Ron Evans aboard the command and service module. Everything going very smoothly at this time in our preparations for lunar liftoff. We'll be reacquiring the command module in about 45 minutes. And at that time, we plan to reconfigure the CAPCOM or air-to-ground circuits with the two vehicles so that we have both the command and service module and the lunar module on the same circuit with a single spacecraft communicator operation. Included in the string of numbers read up to the crew aboard Challenger by CAPCOM Gordon Fullerton was the time that will be used for ignition.
Dash 4.
Roger, Gino.
The ignition time for lunar liftoff now, as passed up to the crew, is 188 hours, 1 minute, 36 seconds. And that burn time on the lunar module ascent engine will be 7 minutes, 20 seconds.
Okay, Gordo, the rendezvous radar looks a little warm. It's, I'm reading about 90 degrees.
Okay, 90.
Okay, Gordy, are you ready for ag status to operate?
Let me check. We're ready, Jack. Go ahead.
Okay, Gordo, now 72, R2 is not variant. I've got both shaft and trunnion cross pointers variant.
Okay, Gina, we copy that.
Gordy, on a radar test, everything is go, everything is within limits. The only anomaly is one I just reported.
Okay, Gino, in 20 seconds here on the hour even, we'll have a sight hand over to Goldstone. Geno Houston, you can go ahead and park the radar at 0 and 30.
Yeah, it's going there right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, the AGS gyro calibration is complete and looks pretty good. I guess Z's a Z's a little more than you'd expect, I guess.
Okay, Jack. Challenger Houston, words on the radar. When you parked it there, we saw it go to the proper place. From all our indications, the interface between the radar and the things is okay, and our best guess is some kind of self-test problem.
Okay, Gordy, thank you. Rate gyros are good.
Roger.
Okay, Gordy, I'm going to go to auto on the S-band if you want it.
Okay, we're go, and go ahead with the check.
Okay, Gordy, I'll give you a call before I fire, but we're going to process getting ready for the RCS.
Roger.
Okay, Gordo, here we go.
Cernan and Schmidt at this time are firing the reaction control system thrusters in what's called the hot fire test. Everything continuing to progress smoothly towards liftoff at 188 hours, 1 minute, 36 seconds. And we expect to have the lunar surface television up and in operation in about 10 minutes.
The act check looked good.
Roger. It looked good here also.
Okay, System A Quad 4 talkback still sticky.
Roger, Jack.
Okay, here we go on a ping, Gordy.
Okay, Gino.
Look good here, Gordy. And you've got data and poo.
Okay, your uplinks are coming. We'll give you a vector and zero the Posnick cells. Your RLS is okay. Challenger, Houston, we'd like you to put the ascent batteries on according to the procedures on the next page, 8-8. Just a little early because of preconditioning noticed in before descent. And we've checked your RGAs during the hot fire and your hot fire itself, they both look good.
Thank you, Gordo.
And Challenger, it's your computer now.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control. We're now 45 minutes from LEM liftoff. Everything continuing to go very smoothly. We've completed the reaction control system checkout. It looks good through the telemetry we're receiving here on the ground. Also aboard the spacecraft, the primary guidance and backup guidance system clocks have been synchronized. The next item on the crew's preparation checklist will be to align the platform of their guidance system, which is used as a stable attitude reference. And we're now some 20 minutes from reacquiring the command module, which is now in its 51st revolution of the moon. And as mentioned before, when we do acquire, we'll have both the LEM and the command module on the same communication circuit.
Gordo, did you ever get any word on a rover battery?
No, I sure haven't. Haven't heard on that one.
It's not important. I just wondered where the things were going to be working back there.
Okay, we got no reason to believe they won't. When you get down to parking the rendezvous radar antenna after this P-57, give me a call. We want to change the parking position.
Okay. Why don't you just give me the numbers now?
Okay, do a, as the checklist shows, except do a VERP 41 down 72 to 0 and 30 degrees. Go to SLU and then delete the manual SLU for 3 seconds. We want to leave it there for temperature purposes. This will be a cooler position for it during SN.
Okay, I understand. That's 0 and 03000.
That's affirmative.
And first 01, first 04 was 0.01.
Roger, we got that.
Cernan and Schmidt at this time are in the midst of the platform alignment, and we're standing by for television from the lunar surface via the camera on the lunar rover. And we're getting the first first bits of a picture now. We should have color, and we do have a color picture from the lunar surface.
Challenger Houston, we've got you on television now. Have a good picture.
Glad to see old rover still working.
Okay, we got you now, 5. Go ahead and torque them.
This is Apollo Control at 187 hours, 31 minutes. Now approaching 30 minutes until time for lunar liftoff. The countdown toward liftoff going very smoothly. The crew aboard Challenger has completed aligning their inertial platform that used as a stable attitude reference during powered flight. And we're less than 6 minutes now from regaining radio communications with Ron Evans aboard the Command and Service Module America. Television picture is coming to us from the lunar roving vehicle parked about 490 feet west of the lunar module, looking toward the east. Cernan and Schmidt will shortly be going through their pre-launch switch checks, checking the configuration of all the switches in the lunar module. They'll then don their helmets and gloves.
Okay, Houston, B-12 looks good, and the pings is in auto.
Okay, Challenger, there's no change to 047 and 053. I do have a K-factor for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's 179er, 59er, 59er 82. Over.
Okay, 179er, 59er, 5982.
That's right, Jack. Challenger. You used to have a couple Pipper bias updates for the pings.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, with a verb 21 noun 1, load address 1452 with 03045. And load address 1454 with 05246. Over.
Okay, that's 1452 with 03045 and 1454 05246.
Readback's good.
This is Apollo Control, now 25 minutes from lunar liftoff, aboard Challenger. The crew has set up their guidance computer in program 12, which is the program used for the lunar liftoff. And we're less than 1 minute now from regaining radio contact with Ron Evans aboard America.
Okay, they're in, Houston.
Okay, look good to us.
And we've had acquisition of signal now from the CSM. About 10 minutes from now, the lunar module is scheduled to begin pressurizing the ascent propulsion system tanks.
America.
Roger, America, this is Houston, you're loud and clear.
Okay, Colonel. Got my suit on.
Okay, Ron, we gave you the wrong skinny on the comp configuration last rev. We're actually now in a full misfin relay mode. We'd like you to stay off of Vox. Over.
Can do. I'm off the box.
Challenger, Houston, when you get to a breakpoint, I have some words on what you can expect in the way of guidance steering. Over.
Stand by. Okay, Gordy, you can go ahead and talk while we're putting our helmets and gloves on.
Okay, we never got around to debriefing you on PDI, but the out-of-plane indications you saw on the AGs during descent were proper. We had changed your vector slightly just prior to PDI, and so the AGS was navigating and indicating properly. We just ran the present ascent targets in the LMS with the half a mile cross range as shown on the pad, and you're going to be steering south. That's the way the steering direction goes. That's to your left for Gino's benefit. And the cross pointer indicated a maximum of about 13 feet per second out-of-plane velocity at about ignition plus 3 minutes and 50 seconds, and then came on back to zero. Over. That velocity,
okay, Gordo,
was
good information
velocity.
I have. Understand the act on that one. Okay.
This is Apollo Control, coming up now on 18 minutes until lunar liftoff.
Attitude.
Roger, America.
And Flight Director Gene Kranz has just gone around the room, checked with all flight controllers, we're go for lunar liftoff.
Okay.
Ascent waters open, Houston.
Roger.
And we've now switched over to the water on the ascent stage to be used in cooling electronic equipment, as called for in the flight plan. There was some concern that we would run out of descent water before we switched over to ascent water, but the water in the descent stage lasted as long as it was required.
We're at liftoff minus 17 minutes. The VERP 47 is going over.
Roger, Challenger. America, we see your cabin at 5.5.
Okay, thank you. Direct load to the close.
Houston, a descent band are coming off.
Roger. America, it looks like, Josh, your maneuver stopped. Maybe you hit the stick.
Roll around as soon as you knock the thing off of the block.
This is Apollo Control, now 15 minutes from lunar liftoff. The descent stage tanks have been depressurized. We're about 1 minute now from beginning the pressurization of the ascent stage tanks.
Challenger, we're recommending things, direct rendezvous.
Roger, Gordo, understand things, direct rendezvous for Challenger.
On the Delta place. America, Houston, voice check.
Okay, hello, Houston Challenger. Circuit breakers are configured. We're on the top of 8-16.
Challenger, Houston, okay. Sounds good.
Liftoff minus 10.
Roger.
And Houston, are you in relay now?
We lost high gain on the America, so we inhibited the downlink. We're not in relay now. We're actually in a one-way relay. Ron should be able to hear you, but not vice versa.
This is Apollo Control. Gene Kranz now getting a go for ascent stage pressurization.
Okay, Houston, coming up on 10 minutes, and we're ready to pressurize the apps.
Okay, you're go to pressurize the apps.
Okay, master arm is coming on. I've got two good lights. Tank one is selected. Okay. SN helium press, tank one, fire. Ready? 3, 2, 1, mark it. We got a squib fired, Houston.
Roger.
And we can confirm the ascent stage tanks are pressurizing.
Challenger, you're go for tank two.
Okay, understand, go for tank two. Ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1. Mark it, tank two, we got the squib.
Okay, Challenger, both tanks look good.
Why they didn't balance off. Okay, master arm is coming off and the lights are out. Okay, Jack, system A, ascent feed two open. Okay, monitor here. Okay, system A, main stop close. How's it look to you? Okay, B, ascent feed two open. I can feel them in the floor when they go. Okay, and B, main stop closed. Check your manifold pressures. Are you happy? Okay, Houston, we got ascent feed.
Roger. And America, can you read Houston? Over.
America, Roger, loud and clear.
Okay, Ron, you're loud and clear.
Hey, we're standing by for five. Houston, Challenger is go for liftoff. We're at 754 and counting.
Roger, Challenger, you're go for liftoff.
Roger, understand. Challenger, go for liftoff.
Challenger, Houston, we think the transducer in tank two has shifted. We want you to monitor tank one for apps helium. Over.
Roger, we were looking at that, and we'll monitor one. What is this do you want?
I need the big one there with the cards in it.
There you go. Thank you. All right. Okay. Let's go over the apps burn chart. Okay. High display engine override. Logic breaker is in. Breaker breaker stab control all closed on panel 11 except AEA and DECA power. Okay. Stab control breakers are all closed except AEA and DECA power. And the logic breaker's in. Logic breaker is in. And all of mine are closed except decent engine override. Logic's in. Okay. Rate scale 25 degrees per second. 25. Attitude translation. Four jets. Balance couple on. On. Deadband min. Deadband is min. Port abort stage reset. Port and abort stage are reset. Attitude control 3 to mode control.
Attitude control, 3 arm hold control.
Okay, and you're going to be in auto and at hold.
Bings is auto and ags is at hold.
Stop push buttons for reset. And
reset
you're in,
here.
And you're in jet.
And I'm in jet. Okay. Okay, let's take a swing around the systems.
I just did. Everything looks good. The propellant pressure's holding up. We're tied to the ascent tanks and the RCF.
Okay, 5 minutes and my AC rendezvous radar breaker is closed. And let's go to the timeline book.
Got it.
Fixture of everything in here. I'll get the master arm. We already are box. You'll get 400 plus one.
Okay, and I'll get the camera and,
okay, at 10 seconds, I'll hit the abort stage, followed by the engine arm to ascent. You get the pro. I'll back up the start. If we don't get a start, I'll go guidance control to ags. I'll wipe out the thrusters. I'll go ags auto, and if we don't get a start, we'll back off. Okay?
Okay.
Houston, we have an awful lot of noise coming up.
Okay, Challenger, understand.
I think we can read you, Gordy. Sound pretty good now.
Roger.
Three minutes now till liftoff. Everything looks good.
CHF noise, Jack. CHFB. Okay, I can cut it out with a high squelch on Bravo. Okay, Houston, Challenger's at 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Roger, Challenger,
we're
everything looks great down here.
Correct. Okay.
I'm not going to be able to scrub him out anymore. Volume down a little bit.
Reading you loud and clear, America. This is Challenger. We're coming up on 210 from liftoff. We'll be with you shortly. Okay, Jack, double check your logic power breaker.
Jack.
Okay, master arm is on. I've got 2 good lights.
Same, I've got 400 plus one in.
Okay.
My watch is reset.
Hey, you got 367. You want to pick up the camera just before I hit abort stage.
Coming up on 1 minute, and we look good.
1 minute, coming up, Gene. 1 minute, coming up, Gene.
Take your final look at the valley at Taurus Mitchell. Step from orbit. Okay, 1 minute, Houston. We're 50 seconds now, and we're go.
Roger, you're looking good here.
I'll get that at 30. Okay. limit. Camera's not going to run without me holding it.
15 seconds.
The average D, 20 seconds. Ah, shoot. Okay. Okay, let's get off. Forget the camera.
Okay,
10 seconds. Port stage, push. Engine arm is ascending.
Okay, I'm going to get the pro.
99, proceeded. 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Run away, Houston.
Vex are good. Exot.
Pitch over.
Roger, you have good thrust.
Okay, 30 seconds. 308, your number.
Take off through 1,500 feet.
And H dot looks good.
Roger, we've lost data right now, but we'll... We'd like aft on me. Aft on me, please.
Okay, coming up on... 40 seconds in, we're going. Coming right over top of Camelot.
And we show an altitude of 2,700 feet.
Awful lot of static, Jack. We break lock?
Yep.
Why don't you get it on an Omni or something?
Yeah, I got it on the Omni.
Roger, Challenger, you're loud and clear, and both systems
okay.
Look good. You're right on the line.
Should be about 145 and minus 47.
Altitude 5,500 feet.
Get calm.
I will.
Both guidance systems agree we're nearing 8,000 feet altitude. The ascent engine performing very well.
.130 Houston, we're in the blind and we're go.
Roger, we'd like the AGS to auto.
Okay, I got good luck.
No. Trying to hold.
Hey, Houston, coming up on 2 minutes.
Challenger, Houston, you're go at 2 minutes. We'd like egg smoke
day.
Control auto. Over.
Hey, you watch the table, Gino.
I'm watching it. Just get calm if you can.
Challenger, Houston, how do you copy Houston?
Okay, Houston, Challenger's go, coming up on 230, we're through 19K.
Roger, Challenger, we need a 623 plus 10,000 in the AGS, over.
Well, those are the angles.
How about an Omni?
I've got...
Challenger, Houston, aft Omni, please. Would you relay America?
Okay, Houston, 3 minutes. The Challenger's go. We're through 25K. I tried it, Ron, and it doesn't hold. Try aft Omni again.
America, Houston, tell Challenger that they're right on the money on trajectory. Both systems are go. Over.
Okay, Houston, in the blind, Challenger's go, coming up on 325 at 30K.
Okay, there's aft. How do you read, Houston?
America, would you relay to Challenger to go aft Omni?
We are aft Omni.
Okay, they are in aft Omni right now.
Okay, America, tell
and
Challenger
we're reading
them flyby.
Okay, we're reading you, Houston.
Okay, Jack, we need a 623
okay.
plus 10,000.
Yeah, you got them.
Jack, give us a 623 plus 10,000.
Okay, 4 minutes, Challenger's go, we're through 37K.
Roger, Challenger, you're looking good here.
Okay, that's in.
We're about 3 minutes from shutdown now.
Got about a 716 burn, Jack.
Altitude approaching 40,000.
Yeah, about 282, coming through 41K.
Okay, 430, 282 is great, 41K is great. 73 is good, ags and things are right together.
Okay, Houston, Challenger's go. We're now through 43.5.
Challenger, Houston, we'd like to terminate ascent feed now.
Okay, main sound's going on.
And the reason is a
ascent
mixture ratio problem. That's just to be conservative and safe, okay?
Understand, and we're going 5, and we're now out of 48K.
Okay, the camera stopped. Okay, burn time's going to be about 18 or 19, 718 or 719, Jack.
Okay.
About a minute and a half to go. We look good. Altitude 50,000 feet.
Things and anchor looking good.
A little bit north.
Okay, Houston, 540, Challenger's coming through 52K, and Bing says 126 on the H-sat. We're go.
Act like the plane.
Roger, Challenger, your trajectory is right on the money. Both systems are go.
Get a good shutoff time now.
Okay.
Okay, it'll be 20. 720 on a shutoff.
Okay, we're already terminated ascent feed. You got 1,300 to go.
Okay, let's double check everything now.
We got that. You want
to move it
the engine arm off with 200 to go. Ags and things are right together.
Lunar module now nearing orbital velocity, about 4,500 feet per second.
On 57K.
Roger, and we agree with the...
900 to round it out nicely. Okay, H-dot's rounding right out to the target.
700 to go. Coming
okay,
up.
Normal shutdown and normal target. Trim procedures.
Roger, normal shutdown, normal trim.
Give me hack at 200, Jack.
Okay, it's 500 now. Mark it, and the ascent feeds are already terminated.
Okay, very good.
LEM velocity now nearly a mile a second.
Passing 59K.
Almost.
300. Stand by.
Coming up on shutdown.
100 to go. Mark it. Okay, engine arm is off.
Okay, stand by for shutdown. 80.
50. Shutdown. Okay, auto shutdown.
Auto shutdown. Roger. Flight dynamics officer says we can expect a tweak burn to trim up the orbit.
Roger. We're reading the disky.
We're showing a 50 by 9.1.
Roger. And this thing confirms that orbit.
Okay. Ag's got a little bit of out of plane. Person was 0900.
Okay, engine stop is reset.
Getting the attitude for the tweak.
Okay.
Says it's 9.1.
Challenger, Houston, there will be a tweak. Stand by for it.
48 by 9.1. Okay, that's our attitude. We're in attitude for the tweak.
Tweak burn in a little less than 3 minutes from now to put the LEM in the proper orbit for the rendezvous sequence.
Is at 12 plus 12. VX is a minus 4.0. Y minus 9.0. And Z plus 1.0. That's a 12, minus 4, minus 9, and plus 1.
Roger, 12, minus 4, minus 9, and plus 1.
That's a good readback.
This will be a very small maneuver performed with the reaction control system thrusters on the lunar module.
Okay, at 12-12, Jack, we'll do the X, Z, Y. I'll do minus 4, then I'll do plus 1, and then I'll get the Y. That's going to be aft, forward, and left. At 12-12, another minute.
Okay. We're in the attitude. Let me get, say again, you're going to do X and then...
XZY.
XZY, all right. Bags is ready. Okay, we got P-47, standing by for 12-12.
Okay, it's 20 seconds away. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to do X first. Okay, let's do it. Okay, you want four. A little more. Okay. Okay, and one forward.
Tweak burn is in progress.
Okay, there's one forward. I'm going nine left. Okay. Keep her coming. Keep her coming. Keep her coming. Nine left. That's it.
Okay, Houston, Avery.
That's it. Let me get this in. Good, good.
Okay, Houston, 4.1, 9.0, and 1.1.
Okay,
minus, minus
that's
one.
Good.
Okay, 47.7 by 9.5.
Roger.
There's those mysterious noises.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, Challenger, America, I'm going to try to get the VHF ranging reset.
Go ahead, we'll keep quiet.
Okay, reset now.
And we've confirmed an orbit on the ground very closely, that agrees very closely with the orbit... calculated on board of 48 by 9 nautical miles.
I wouldn't quite do it. Let me try it again.
Houston, we'd like forward on
136.6 miles.
Hey, you got it, Houston.
Okay, you got it.
That sounds good on the ags, Ron. Dean's getting lock on yet.
Okay, great.
Okay, that was me, Jack. I just reset the master arm.
Okay.
No functions left on it anyway. How you coming, Gene?
Coming good.
P-20 going, huh? 26.6 break-in.
That is not supposed to take those updates. tell it to. The Ags likes the twist.
Yeah, shaft and trunnion look good.
Challenger Houston,
they're
yeah,
around 127 miles in
should be plus 4 balls, 5. All right.
Okay, Gordy, I'm good. Good call.
Okay, America Challenger, we've got you at 126 miles locked up hard.
Okay, I'm
okay, I got you 125.2 miles now.
You want that relay still on, Gene? We're getting a repeat on Ron.
I'll tell you what, let's turn the VHF off.
Up to you, Ron.
Okay, I'm just going to turn the VHF off.
Challenger Houston, there'll be no vector update, no PIPA update. The non-49s you're seeing are what we expect. You can go ahead and accept them.
Okay, Gino, you can... hey, range, rate, shaft, and trunnion are all go.
Roger,
okay, you like everything? You can start taking your marks, Jack.
Day,
the nap has changed.
22, Ags likes the range.
Challenger Houston, also, you're go for an app TPI.
Roger, go for app TPI. We're looking good on board.
America Houston, the 949 you have there, look good to us.
Okay, I've checked the inverter. You can pull inverter one breaker. Inverter one breaker, cool.
Okay, I'm going to be, you want me to, you're not going to ship me a vector?
Negative, no uplink for you either, Ron.
Okay.
Houston, are you happy with the Omnis from the Challenger?
That's affirmative. Keep it like it is.
Okay. Terminator's coming up, Gino. We got light and everything we need.
This is Apollo Control. We show the Lunar Module Challenger in an orbit 47.9 by 9.3 nautical miles now. The CSM in a nearly circular 62 nautical mile orbit. The Flight Dynamics Officer at this time is working up the information that will be used by the Lunar Module crew in their terminal phase initiation maneuver that puts the Lunar Module on an intersecting orbit with the command module. It'll be performed with the ascent propulsion system engine.
Probably because of sun shafting or something.
Anytime you want them. Okay, ready? 188.
Hello, Houston. Challenger has a visual on America at about 112 miles.
Okay, and America just called. I don't know if you heard him. He hasn't got you in the sextant yet. He might check your light on. He is getting a VHF mark, Sylvie.
Okay, light is on.
Okay, 55 and 5700. That's good.
That was Jack Schmidt confirming visual acquisition of the command module about 112 miles away.
Jags saw that out of plane, Gino.
Challenger, this is Houston. I have a MISFIN TPI for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, Delta VX is a plus 74.0. Y, plus 3.9. And Z, plus 9.0. Delta V total is 74.7. And for once, they didn't give us the break-in, Jack.
Okay, plus 74.0, plus 3.9, plus 9.0, and total 74.0.
That total is 74.7.
Sorry. Okay, 74.7. I'm working on my third mark. And Houston, Challenger, I still have a visual on America.
Okay, I'm sure Ron's problem is he's looking into the sun.
That's right, because he's sunlit up there.
Yeah, you are correct, Houston.
Challenger, we'd like aft Omni now.
Okay, going aft. America, how do you read Challenger? He's not, he turned his VHF off. You want it on?
I'm reading you relay now, Challenger, this is America.
Okay, that's fine, Ron.
Let me know when you want a VHF voice check there, and we'll make sure we go to VHF.
Okay, and we're holding you at 93 miles right now.
Roger, at about 92.7, which is probably the delay.
Okay, and you just went into darkness up there. I lost you. Yeah, we're also in darkness.
Lieutenant Horner, are you sure you got your tracker light on?
That's a firm. I can see it flashing. We do have our tracker light on.
See it flashing?
Yeah, I see it reflecting on.
I see it. Hey, I can't see in the telescope, but I got you right in the sextant.
Good. Outstanding, babe.
Challenger, Houston, no update on your LUM weight.
Okay, understand. No update on the weight.
Houston, I'm going to accept that because he was about 1 degree almost to the edge of the section.
Houston, can you tell Challenger what's wrong with our high gain?
Stand by Challenger for America. Go ahead and accept that one.
Okay, brought him right in. This is America. Brought him right into the center.
Challenger, Houston, Jack,
okay, Houston.
If you have a free moment, you might try the steerable again. Pitch 120, yaw minus 70.
Okie doke, Gordy, 120 and minus 70. Okay, Houston, that's auto on the high gain. How do you read?
Jack, you're loud and clear. Looks good.
Gordy, I don't know what broke lock. Did you read us all through that then? We had some uplink signal strength.
That's affirmative. We read you loud and clear all the way. We haven't figured it out either.
Okay, we had a loud uplink squeal.
Roger.
On all on omnis as well as high gain.
Roger.
As steerable, excuse me. Okay, Gordy, Challenger's state vector is locked in with the raw data. We've got 12 marks going for us now.
Roger.
And Houston, can we have an LOS time, please?
Yes, stand by. Challenger, LOS should be 188-5115.
Roger, 5115.
This is Apollo Control. We now show America leading Challenger by about 78 nautical miles. The two vehicles closing at about 300 feet per second. And we have about 21 minutes remaining before we lose contact with the command module. We'll lose the LEM, which is in a lower orbit, about 1 minute earlier than that. And shortly after disappearing behind the moon, and shortly after we lose radio contact with the two vehicles, they'll be performing the terminal phase initiate maneuver from the lunar module. That will be a burn using the Ascent Propulsion System engine, a 3,500-pound thrust engine, imparting an increase in velocity of about 74.7 feet per second. This maneuver will place the LAM on an intersecting trajectory with the CSM for rendezvous.
America Challenger, we've got you now just under 72 miles, and we're 279 feet per second, closing.
Okay, I got you 71 miles. Challenger, America, you still there? I lost all my noise.
Firm, we're still here.
And Ron and Flash here coming right up the spot. Challenger, Houston, for your information, the out-of-plane difference that you probably saw there during ascent was, we think, in the pings. The AGS is okay. There's probably a slight G-sensitive error in the pings.
Okay, Gordy, understand.
Challenger and America, Houston, if that noise, which is due to low signal strength on America, is bothering anyone, we can break down the relay and let you talk to each other VHF, over.
Yes, sir, Houston, this is Challenger. Let's break down the relay, and America, let's go VHF.
Okay.
Okay, America, I'm on VHF. Okay, good.
Okay, Houston, we have America on VHF.
Roger.
I still got your echo there, Challenger. This is America.
Gordy, you want to give us an explanation of the ascent engine mixture ratio problem?
Let me get that story myself, but we're still looking at the data. Try to have one for you before we lose you, at least the next time around we will.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead.
What, how many marks you got? Thirty-5.5, okay. Go ahead. Go. Go. Well, not very well in Z. 15 feet per second difference. But it agrees with the AG. That makes you feel any better. Hello, Houston. You were looking at our 981s on a recycle. That's 17 mark.
Roger, Challenger. And what it was on the apps there, we saw an indication, probably due to a temperature shift, which was a possible indication of unbalance in propellant usage there. And it was sort of confirmed by an increase in the roll moment offset. So we just played the conservative thing and terminated SNC.
Okay, Gordy, thank you. I was just curious exactly what it was.
Okay, and it's no problem for a GPI on the apps.
Understand.
Houston, let's try the high gain, pitch zero, yaw 30, manual and wide, and leave it in manual.
Hey, relay to me. I can't hear him, Challenger. Can you do that?
Challenger,
right,
Houston.
I'll get him.
Houston, it's Challenger.
Okay, would you relay to America to try the high gain, pitch zero, yaw 30, manual and wide?
You want pitch zero, yaw at 30, manual and wide. At pitch zero, yaw at 30, manual and wide.
That's affirmative.
Okay,
I got it.
Okay, he's working in it.
Apollo control at 188 hours, 39 minutes. The noise we're getting on the communication circuits right now is coming from the CSM link, and we hope to improve that by getting the command module in operation on its high-gain antenna, which will increase our signal strength and should cut down the noise quite a bit.
Okay, stand by. America, we just barely read you. Go ahead.
Okay, just checking. I can read you loud and clear now.
Okay, you're readable. For Challenger, the Misfin Z was kind of weak. We're expecting more like a plus 20 for the Delta VZ solution for TPI, and that's what all the airborne systems seem to be converging on.
That sounds right. We prepared that way up here. Glad to hear that. Thank you.
Roger.
The the numbers that the crew aboard Challenger will use for the TPI, or terminal phase initiate maneuver, are generated on board. The numbers from the ground are used as backup.
Back line, coming right up the pike.
Okie doke, sounds great.
Challenger's radar shows the LEM now 49 miles behind the CSM, closing at the rate of 178 feet per second. And we have about 10 minutes now until loss of radio contact as the vehicles go behind the moon, about 13 minutes 25 seconds until TPI initiate.
Okay, I'll check it again pretty quick, but at the running lights and the rendezvous light on.
Challenger, this Houston, if you lose the steerable, it's getting air blockage, go to aft on me.
Roger.
Challenger, America, they're both checked on. Let me check the circuit breakers. Yeah, they're both in. I just started picking you up in the telescope. You're going to sleep with them, they're too big. I don't care what you look like, come on back. I was going to shave and look nice for you, but I haven't had time to shave either, so...
That's Ron Evans aboard America that we're hearing right now.
Yeah, I heard you lost a couple of feathers or something. I'm with you. I'm already in final call.
Got what?
And let me double check it. 188-55-5700. We're lucky. That's right. Okay, you ready to copy my 981? Minus 75.9er.
Challenger, you say like aft on me now.
4.8. Z is minus 17.6. Okay, copy correctly. I'm going to maneuver to DPI attitude.
Barrick, Houston, we'd like narrow and react on the high gain. Challenger, Houston, we see you heading toward Gimbal Lock, over.
No, you don't. I'm just rolling you on.
Okay, let me check back on that call. Sorry.
Yep, it's just normal procedure. I'm rolling 180.
Okay, we're about 2 minutes to LOS. All the solutions look good to us. I guess if we apply the voting logic, we go with the pings. Over.
Okay, we have already decided we are going to go with the pings. All the solutions look good on our onboard comparison, Gordo.
Roger.
Apollo Control, we've had loss of signal now from the LEM. In about one more minute, we'll lose contact with Ron Evans aboard the Command Module America as the two vehicles go behind the moon on the 51st revolution. Challenger will be performing the terminal phase initiation maneuver in about 4 minutes 30 seconds. This maneuver computed on board. And their time of ignition and ground elapsed time will be 188 hours, 55 minutes, 57 seconds. This burn again performed with the Ascent Propulsion System engine, a very short burn between 2 and 3 seconds in duration. And when last we had data from the lunar module radar, it showed Challenger 39 miles behind America, closing at a rate of about 100 feet per second. And we've We've had loss of signal now from the command module. We'll be reacquiring the vehicles in about 45 minutes. And at that time, Challenger should be closing with America, going through the final braking prior to station keeping, leading up to docking. The following is a statement from the President of the United States of America. As the Challenger leaves the surface of the moon, we are conscious not of what we leave behind, but of what lies before us. The dreams that draw humanity forward seem always to be redeemed if we believe in them strongly enough and pursue them with diligence and courage. Once we stood mystified by the stars, today we reach up to them. We do this not only because it is man's destiny to dream the impossible, to dare the impossible, and to do the impossible, but also because in space, as on Earth, there are new answers and new opportunities for the improvement and the enlargement of human existence. This may be the last time in this century that men will walk on the moon, but space exploration will continue. The benefits of space exploration will continue. The search for knowledge through the exploration of space will continue. And there will be new dreams to pursue based on what we have learned. So let us not mistake the significance nor miss the majesty of what we have witnessed. Few events have ever marked so clearly the passage of history from one epoch to another. If we understand this about the last flight of Apollo, then truly we shall have touched a many-splendored thing. To Gene Cernan, Jack Schmidt, and Ronald Evans, we say Godspeed and safely back to this good earth. This statement will be available in the MSC News Center. This is Apollo Control at 188 hours, 59 minutes. About 2 minutes, 45 seconds ago, Challenger should have performed the terminal phase initiation maneuver that will put the LEM on an intersecting trajectory with the command module. We would like to recapitulate the lunar liftoff, which was nearly normal in all respects. The liftoff occurred at ground elapsed time of 188 hours, 1 minute, 36 seconds, and shutdown occurred 7 minutes, 20 seconds later, both as predicted. The onboard guidance system, the primary guidance system of the LEM, calculated an initial orbit of 48 by 9 nautical miles, or a correction of 50 by 9 nautical miles, and on the ground we calculated an orbit agreeing very closely with that of 48 by 9. The CSM at this time in an orbit 62 nautical miles circular, nearly circular. There was a period of time during the early phase of the liftoff at pitchover, which occurs at about 10 seconds, when we lost tracking data. This loss of data lasted for about 3 minutes. Later in the powered ascent, there was a period of time where the crew aboard Challenger was not receiving voice communications from the control center, although we were receiving communications from the LEM, and we were relaying messages through the command module to the lunar module. And we don't have a an assessment of what caused that problem at this time. We expect to get further information on that later. We'll be reacquiring the vehicles in about 35 minutes as they come back around on the front side of the moon on the 52nd revolution for the Command Module America. At 189 hours, 1 minute, this is Apollo Control, Houston.